know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am. Feel me?
Let's go. You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now.
Come on.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now. You can hate me now.
Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy. Ice that I wear. Clothes that I try. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling. Sixes. Money falling. Chicken. Honeys that swollen. The riches. Knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed. Pulitzer. Prize winner. Best storyteller. Thug narrator. My style creator. Model data. Big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators. Ringside cry. Watching my paper. Almost a decade. Quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's. But it's rap stuff that I stand for. Expand more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast. But good things last. Like your favorite MC. Still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest. I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
We won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me?
Yes, in this dojo we mention names. Y'all, practice. Yay, 400, yes.
The only guy that's getting some ass is you. Can we talk about that now?
Yay, 400, yes.
Move! Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. I said move.
Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. I'm about to punch your lights out.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Get the fuck back. Guard your grill. There's something wrong. We can't stay still.
Yay, 400, yes.
Isn't he magnificent?
Sure, I'd give him a guy.
But as soon as something happens, who the first one they blame is
yay, 400, yes.
In this
dojo,
we
mention
it.
What
they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
what they talking about me?
Who they talking about me? All they talk about is what they talking about.
I'm on my yay shit right now, because yay always talking about how he gonna kill everybody in real life. I'm with DA on that.
What they talking about me? What they talking about me? All they talk about is what they talking about me? What they talking about me? All they talk about is
400, yes.
Isn't he magnificent?
Sure, I'd give him a guy.
Turn on 48 Phantom Power.
You know, let a lot of shit slide lately and everything. And niggas be talking about Napoleon Complex versus the Alpha Mindset and all this shit like that. And these niggas is Alpha Males and blah, 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 and squad, this squad. And I get tired of this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, why do you want to put your shit on me, on Yay 400? Because all they talk about is me. Why? Why do you want to talk about me for all the time? Like, why am I in your brain, bro? Huh? Check it out, man. So listen. The thing that goes on through my head, bro, is how do you sum it up the energy to come out me to me? Craziness. How do you do that? So So I want to talk about this, man. I want to talk about power of insecurity, the psychological leadership, ego, and authentic confidence. Those are things I want to touch on as well when I'm talking about what I'm going to be talking about. And all that shit is going to tie in together. And we're going to have this conversation. You ever met someone who confuses you, confuses control with confidence? You ever met someone that confuses control with confidence? Tell me, answer that question to yourself while we're here. Someone who is loud, always trying to prove they in charge, but you really look close. You can see that it's fear dressed up in dominance. Huh? This is what I'm talking about. It's really fear dressed up in dominance. So who's the people that's on this app that hear you? You always hear them talking about control. This control, that I'm the man, this. Look what I got going over here in this state, in this city, in this country. I don't care, personally. Someone who is loud is always trying to prove themselves, but when you really look at it, like I said, it's control, it's dominance. It is closed. When you look close, it's really, you can see the fear dressed up as dominance. That's what psychologists call the Napoleon complex. But here's the twist. Not every dominant man is insecure. Okay? There's a quiet power that real leaders carry. That's what we call the alpha male energy. Hey, Scoop, I'm going to bring you up. You know, it don't even matter that people ain't in this bitch for me today, Scoop. But, you know, this guy talks about the group of men that I run with are basically alphas. This is the name that he gave us. He said he didn't never say that he heard us ever say it. But listen, every time I turn around, like, you just...
What they talking about me?
Who they talking about me? All they talk about is me. Why? Why would I turn around? You niggas is talking about
what they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is me.
Why? We grown as men, right? So why are you focus on what the fuck I got going on? Hey, black sheep, you beautiful woman, you good evening. You know what I'm saying? So this. So let me go on with my shit, right? Like I said, you ever met someone who confuses control for confidence? Someone who is loud, always trying to prove they in charge type shit. You get me? But when you really look close to it, ladies and gents, you can see his sphere dressed up in dominance. Can I get an amen from the motherfucking church? Amen. This is what psychologists call the Napoleon complex, but here's the twist. Not every dominant man is insecure. There's a power that's real, that real leaders carry. That's what you call the alpha male energy. We don't need to be loud. We don't have to put our stuff out there to say, okay, I'm an alpha. You're going to feel it. Am I lying or not? You're going to feel it. We ain't got to go around saying, are we the alpha? But if you as a man, using that against us, because that's just something that's innate inside of us, and we don't go around sticking our chest. You as a man got some fucking insecurity. Stop talking. Stop doing it. You got some insecurity. Why the fuck you always doing this? Why?
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is me.
Why? You're 56 years old, my guy. That's why I get confused, that bro. So, and then there's a third layer. The grandiose narcissist, the person who doesn't just want admiration, they need it. They breathe it. So tonight, we're going to unpack a difference between the authentic power and insecurity disguised as strength. We're going to explore the Napoleon complex and the alpha male and the psychology of the grandiose narcissism, three forces that shape how men lead, love, and express their identity. So we're going to go into the first segment, right? The Napoleon complex of power born from insecurity. The Napoleon complex is a short man syndrome. Hey, Mac, that shit sounded kind of familiar. It's the short man syndrome. Okay, now let's don't blow it up too bad because the short man syndrome. Mad at everybody at the world. Napoleon complex is a short man syndrome. Now, it's not about height. All right, we're gonna put that in consideration. It's a mindset rooted in insecurity, often lead to overcompensating behavior. Okay, so now I want to talk about where the name comes from. It's named after Napoleon Bonaparte, the French military leader who was rumored to be short and overcompensated with dominance and ambition. He was one of those type dudes, right? And in truth, he was an average height for his time, but the British propaganda painted him to be smaller, mocking his power. We already know how that go. We already know how propaganda go to make shit sound good. You feel what I'm saying? Because they really didn't like the motherfucker. And the key trait is driven by insecurity or the need to prove worth. Reactive, defensive, controlling, seeking validation through dominance. Now I want to quote, to be a human is to feel inferior. Don't bring nobody up. To grow is to overcome that feeling through youthfulness and cooperation. That's Alfred Adler. Understanding the human mind. That was in 1927. Hey, Nashina.
Yo, you know that's content, right?
Huh?
You know that's content, maybe, right?
Oh, you can bring them up, but they just gotta be quiet. You know what I'm saying? While I'm going through my things real quick, because you already know what's up. You already know what this is about, school. You feel what I'm saying? I just don't want nobody missing. Oh, you can bring. Oh, all right. I ain't seen him. I'm out of the app. Okay. So I explained. So Alda explained that feeling of inferiority are natural, but when a person compensates with aggression or dominance, they fall into what he called the inferiority complex, the root of the Napoleon complex. Get where I'm coming from right now?
Talk your shit.
Oh, yeah, go on to, because I'm saying, I'm going to say it again. The root of the inferiority complex, the root of the Napoleon complex.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
me. Y'all know that voice already. So, the loudest one in the room usually isn't the most powerful. Real confidence doesn't demand control. Hear me out on this, school. It commands it. Real confidence doesn't demand control. It commands it. So we ain't, so somebody asked me, he asked me this question. So you just walk into a place and it just automatically comes to you. Yeah. But the thing is, you won't understand it because you're not an alpha male. You don't carry that energy. Now, alpha male, power with purpose. Now contrast with the alpha male, the one who doesn't shout, doesn't overcompensate, and doesn't need validation. You're getting that. You're getting that, right, school? Tell me you're getting that right now. That one that doesn't shout, overcompensate, and doesn't need validation. Mac, we don't need validation. We move like that. We're gonna be valid. They're gonna point it out and give us that credence regardless. We don't need someone to validate anything, not even our own woman. As Robert Greene writes in the 48 Laws of Power, true power is rarely loud. It moves suddenly, shaping others through calm confidence and poise. You're gonna go off of my actions. I'm a cool, smooth, calm dude. So when I move a certain way, my world is going to move with me. And I ain't got to be crazy and loud. It's just when I move, they move with me. That's the alpha energy. Steady, disciplined, and emotionally grounded. What's the people doing? They say emotionally grounded. Gotta love this shit. Characteristic trait of an alpha male is driven by confidence, hit a difference from Napoleon to the Alpha, driven by confidence and purpose, leads with calm, energy, earns respect through integrity, practice emotional control and discipline. We don't practice how to get a woman. That is not our main objective. That ain't how we move it. You get what I'm saying, Brody? That's not how we move it. We practice our emotional control and discipline. That's what we do. Yes, we get out of hand sometimes, but for the most part, this is how we move it. Let me give you an example. Think of Barack Obama, calm, composed, doesn't raise his voice, yet commands attention. That's the alpha compared to the leader who ruled by fear, the complex driven power. As David Diada said, in the way of the superior man, a man's capacity to remain open, loving, and grounded, even in chaos, determines his strength. So even when all the crazy shit going on,
what they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is yes.
With all the crazy shit going on, you gotta stay calm, cool. Hey, you go over here and handle that. Make sure you contact this person. Make sure they bring that over here. Yeah, give them bread over there. Make sure they. That's when chaos is unfolding. Not run around like a little wimpy little bitch. Not knowing how to handle themselves. It's a man's capacity to remain open, loving, and grounded, even in chaos, determines his strength. Not being loud, rambunctious, and rude, and saying that you are smarter than everybody. That's not how a man moves. That's not the alpha male mindset. That's emotional discipline, something the Napoleon complex can't maintain. Control without inner peace always cracks under pressure. Can the motherfucking church get an amen on that one? Can we get an amen on that one? Can we get an amen? That's what it is. I just, y'all hear the rooms, y'all hear a certain, demographic of men, me and them, talk about other men that they identify as an alpha male when we didn't even label ourselves that. So I'm just trying to bring in the good positive parts of being an alpha male. Since you want to call me alpha male, let me show you what I'm telling you what alpha male, what it looks like. Now we're going to talk about the power versus control. The Napoleon complex wants control. The alpha male commands respect. Mark Manson, even this in the subtle art of not giving a fuck, the desire for more positive experience is in itself a negative experience. That's what Mark Manson said. Y'all can go look that book up too. Meaning, the more you chase validation, the less power you actually have. A Napoleon complex chases respect. An alpha male attracts it naturally. Do you not understand what the fuck that means? Please tell me. Do you understand what that means? Bring up stats. Did you hear what the fuck I just said? The meaning? The more you chase validation, the less power you actually have. The Napoleon complex chases respect. The alpha male attracts it naturally. And in the 12 Rules for Life, Jordan Peterson reminds us, stand up straight with your shoulders back, head up, chest out. That's what I say to my homies. He wasn't just talking about posture. He meant presence. When you are confident in your worth, you carry yourself differently. You get it? So when niggas be trying to wonder like, yo, how is this guy attracting these type of people? Attracting these type of, how does he control the room like this? How like, they have to think like, yo, why you studying another man if you ask me? It's real funky. That's kind of suspect. Now I'm going to talk about the quiet power principle. Real leadership isn't loud. It's composed. It's patient. Look at the history. Napoleon fought to be seen as a great. Nelson Mandela became great through patient humility and vision. Both men led armies, but only one led hearts. So one led out of fear. The other one, the motherfuckers loved. You would consider Nelson Mandela alpha. They both had armies, right? He became great through patience, humility, and vision. The Napoleon complex screams, I need to be seen. Look at me. I'm a pony. We. That's what I see. When I see niggas with that complex, with that mindset, that's what I think about. And the alpha whispers, I know who I am. True power isn't proven, nigga. It's felt. That's the alpha male mindset right there. Bet that went over those niggas' head that don't understand. The alpha man whispers, I know who I am. True power isn't proven, nigga. It's felt. This is why I intimidate you. Because you feel my presence. Even when I'm not there. Now I want to talk about the grandiose narcissism. The illusion of greatness. Think about it. When you hear in these rooms when niggas is speaking, they speaking crazy, right? Let's move into the grandiose narcissism, right? The psychological cousin of the Napoleon complex. Where the Napoleon complex is driven by insecurity, the grandiose narcissism is driven by inflated self-importance. You get that? Where the Napoleon complex is driven by insecurity, the grandiose narcissism is driven by inflated importance. Them niggas is cousins to each other. I'm gonna give you a trace of the grandiose narcissism. Inflated sense of superiority. Deep craving for admiration. Y'all niggas, if y'all feel this is you and not that little stump of a man, check yourself. Charming but manipulative. Defensive to criticism. That goes back to the question I said, when we was having that conversation. I said, bro, I just don't agree with you. I don't agree with you that niggas need to practice and this, and that. Either you got it or you don't. He got furious. And what he do? After the conversation halfway through, he left the fucking room. In the narcissism epidemic by Gene Twenge and Keith Campbell, narcissism rises quickly to leadership position because of their charisma, but their arrogance and lack of empathy often leads to collapse. So there's no problem with you rising to stardom, to leadership. But do you have the love and the respect of these people around you to keep fucking with you? Would you be able to realize that? So you can have these little galas or whatever you want to call them that you got going on. But at the end, do they really fuck with you? Can't really say that. Now, these individuals don't seek connection. They seek reflection. Steve. They want people who mirror their greatness, not challenge them. Do you get that? People that mirror them, not challenge it. Iron Hughes in The Disorder of Minds puts it plainly. The grandiose narcissist believes not only that they are superior, but that others exist purely to affirm their superiority. I'm hoping y'all picking up what the fuck I'm putting down right now. Please tell me you're picking up what I'm putting down right now. This is why relationships feel one-sided. The narcissist don't see people as equal, only as audience. And David Brooks in The Road of Character writes, the ego inflates when humility disappears. True greatness comes from thinking you are great, but from being deeply rooted in purpose. That's the key difference between a grandiose narcissist and a alpha male. One projects greatness, the other embodies. The other one embodies it. Projecting, embody, those are two different things. If you know, you know, right? Connect these dots and bring it all together. Tight motivation, core fear, and leadership style. Napoleon complex to prove worth, being seen as weak controls reactive. Alpha male to lead with purpose, none secure, self-secure, calm, and inspiring. Grandiose narcissist to be worshipped, loser admiration, charismatic, and manipulative. Just name three things. Two of them are cousins to each other. The Napoleon complex and the grandiose narcissist. So while they may look similar on the surface, the energy tells the truth. The Napoleon complex says, I'll prove I'm powerful. Think about that. I'll prove I'm powerful. The grandiose narcissist says, I'm already. I am. You just see, you just need to recognize it. I'm already. I am that. You need to just recognize it. And the alpha male says, I don't need to prove it. You feel it. I mean, these things, niggas really don't really break this shit down. And then they sit there and they talk shit about a group of people.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
What they talking about me?
Yes. And y'all wondering why I keep playing that. I'll play the rest of that in a minute. So while they are similar on the surface, again, the energy tells the truth. The Napoleon complex said, I'll prove I'm powerful. Grandiose, I already am. You just need to recognize it. Please see me. The alpha, I don't need to prove it. You feel it. Get the fuck from around me. Okay? So you really got to ask yourself. Do you lead with confidence or with control? Do people follow you out of respect or out of fear? Is your strength steady or is it something you constantly have to prove? Because the difference between the power and insecurity isn't what people see. It is what you need from them to feel whole admiration. Napoleon complex screams, I need to be seen. The grandiose narcissism demands, you must see me. And the alpha that these shit that they trying to project on us and put on us, and I'm going to take it at this point, it doesn't need to be announced. An alpha male simply lives in truth, period. So when at this point, when you hear motherfuckers saying that you know, you're alpha and the grandiose narcissist says, look at me. The wise leaders say, follow the vision. One builds a throne, the other builds a legacy. Let me just drop this. Fuck it. And this right here, I'm going to put in with my own jingle. I'm gonna put whatever I need to put on it with 4 o'clock. But I needed to do this. I needed to put this together real quick.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me?
Yes, in this dojo we mention names. Y'all, practice, practice, practice. Yay, 400, yes.
The only guy that's getting some ass is you. Can we talk about that now?
Yay, 400, yes.
Move! Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. I said, move,
bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Whoa.
Oh, no, fight song.
Ooh, oh.
I'm about to punch your lights out.
Ooh, oh.
Get the fuck back, guard your grill. There's something wrong. We can't stay still.
Yay, 400, yes.
Isn't he magnificent?
Sure, I'd give him a guy.
But as soon as something happens, who the first one they blame is
me. For who in this dojo we mentioned.
When it's time for lame, I'm mentioning my name, my nigga.
Why you worried about me?
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
yeah, you told him about me.
Who they talking about me? All they talk about is
sure.
What they talking about?
I'm on my Ye shit right now, because Ye always talk about how he gonna kill everybody in real life. I'm with Ye on that.
What they talking about me? What they talking about me? All they talk about is what they talking about me? What they talking about me? All they talk about is
yes.
Isn't he magnificent?
Sure, I'd give him a guy.